Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very accomplished and respected professional, a fellow member of the YPO from Arizona, USA, Pamela Worth Barnhill. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Pamela is the founder of Hello Health. She's a former public company executive, a management consultant, an author, and a health enthusiast. She's an author, and all of you know, I've always been very partial to authors. She's an author of a book two books titled Hello Health and Saving My Son. And as I mentioned, she's a fellow member of the YPO. So Pamela, before we talk about anything else, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief.
Yeah, it's been, everybody, I think it's pretty wild how life kind of takes twists and turns that you always think you have it all figured out, and then something kind of comes your way, and then you start to wonder, maybe I'll start to explore what that looks like. So for me, I grew up in the States, was lucky enough to do a study abroad in the UK, mm-hmm. Was lucky enough to take a job with Motorola in Singapore, and was working with five different factories throughout Southeast Asia, which was super experience. Came back, got my MBA at Carnegie Mellon, and did management consulting on the East Coast, and then joined hospitality company, whereas I started in revenue management and then graduated to general management, director of operations, president, COO, overseeing the ownership group, the management company, and then started an e-commerce division for independent hotels globally. Wow. So that's getting about 6,000 properties. While all of this was going on, I'd like to start with the fact I've got two healthy teenage boys, but one of them, about the age of 5 and a half, started developing strange mannerisms, both like tics, mm-hmm. In neck, shoulder, vocalizations, would wash his hands 30, 40 times a day, was afraid of things, he would hide, his eyes were constantly dilated. He was diagnosed with OCD, Tourette's, anxiety, depression, and autism. Mm-hmm. I was told I'd have to take care of him the rest of his life, and went to a number of different doctors and finally found an MD neurologist originally from the Philippines, educated at UCLA. And this doctor said that it was time to pull some blood work and find out what was going on inside. Mm-hmm. So it was about that time that the e-commerce division that I had started sold. I went with it and was doing management consulting for them, mm-hmm. while I was also going through this journey. And the doctor with the blood work that came out found out that it was low in vitamin D3, mm-hmm. genetic marker MTHFR, low in vitamin B12. He also had CMV, which is a common virus, and then he had high strep titers, suggesting an active strep infection, even though he was negative for strep throat, so that can be a thing. Doctor described it as the infection has broken the blood-brain barrier and is now causing motor, vocal, and mood problems. Said it's going to be about a year to flip his immune system back again, that it was time to take him off gluten and sugar, that we needed to clean his gut, and that the doctor would teach me how to make supplements at home, and mm-hmm. everything was going to be fine. So I said, okay. So sure enough, about a year passed. He popped back and he hasn't left us since. Mm-hmm. And so I then decided to write a book along with other doctors and families, and then started the supplement company. And then we're soon going to be launching cost-effective tests so that you can actually test for the presence of genetic markers, bacterial infections, viral infections, vitamin deficiencies, things that are thankfully within our reach in a cost-effective way that wasn't always available. And when I say cost-effective, I mean for middle income to mm-hmm. high income. It might be $100 for something, or $200 or $300. When I was going through this, it was thousands and thousands of dollars, and mm-hmm. and had to make some really awful life choices in order to be able to make this all happen, but made it work. So the goal being that, I swore no one else should have to go through what I did, and hopefully mm-hmm. making good. So wow.
What an amazing story.
Thank you for sharing
this, Pamela. That's such an amazing story. So let's now move to Hello Health. And my first question, given the diversity of the businesses that you have worked in, how has it influenced your approach to health and wellness?
I'm a problem solver by nature. So I have a unique ability, as I think many people in YPO do, of being able to see the big picture and then understanding where it is that I want to be and then figuring out how to analytically work backwards into how I'm going to get there and all the different obstacles that are going to be in the way, but how I'm going to navigate those obstacles. So I think we're sometimes the higher power gives us certain challenges that we're meant to work through and hopefully help others. And that's kind of how I took it here.
And when you were starting Hello Health, and, you know, one was, of course, supporting your son, but you're also walking away from, very senior C-suite kind of roles in the corporate sector. What are some of the challenges you faced becoming an entrepreneur, and how did you overcome them?
Yes, you know, some of it is self-esteem and, you know, kind of that getting that negative self-talk out of your head, you know, like, yes, I can do this. It's really no different than what I do on a day-to-day basis anyway. It's just that you're doing it for yourself instead of for someone else, you know, and trying to get out of your way, I think is a super important part. And then I also think there's certain things, like a lot of times you'll hear people saying, oh, how much money have you raised, or who, you know, and you don't have to do those things. And thankfully I had a number of people saying, hey, it's okay just to continue to build small and build normal and not blow things up in the process, you know? And so that's the approach I've taken here is quadrupled revenue in the first year, tripled it the second year. It's only going to double this year, but then I keep telling myself the double is still a major positive. And so, you know, again, just trying to do it in a way where it doesn't break, but continue to push the envelope.
Amazing. You also spoke about, you know, nutritional testing. How can nutritional testing help individuals optimize their health?
So I think a lot of people are misdiagnosed. I don't know that they have thought to ask about this, about certain things. I don't know that their practitioners have thought about, you know, putting them through certain testing. One in every five is now diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder.
Yeah.
There's nearly 100 autoimmune disorders. And each autoimmune disorder is basically a name for a symptom hitting a certain organ or a piece of the body, for lack of a more complicated way of going about it. One in every 35 is being diagnosed with an autism disorder. It's our bodies are simply under attack, and we've got to figure out what's causing inflammation in the body, calm it down. Unfortunately, taking Advil repeatedly is not one way to deal with inflammation forever and all times. So really starting to understand why your body's inflamed. And the best way to understand that is to start testing. Is it a food sensitivity? Do I potentially have an infection? Is it possible that I have a genetic marker that's preventing my body from absorbing vitamins and minerals correctly? Half the population has this. And there's really, really easy things that can be done. And then it allows your body to heal. Another really major thing that we have to remember is it's taken this long to get our body to this state of being uncomfortable or inflamed or disease or disorder, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't just take something and expect 30 or 60 or 90 days later to feel different.
Right.
What the testing can do is it shows that you're going in the right path. And so what we found was when we were really at the height of some serious stuff was testing every 3 months to make sure that in fact it was going in the right direction. And that allowed us to continue doing what we were doing, which then led us to where we really needed to be. To this day, he doesn't eat much sugar. He is back on gluten. He is back on dairy. But again, when your body's overly inflamed, taking as many things out as possible is really important. And it's hard. I mean, our air, our water, our food, EMF is a big deal. There's so many things that just are just another little thing on top of the pyramid that eventually, you know, it's like a Jenga game where it's like, all right, too much.
Very interesting. And Pamela, what role do supplements play in supporting people with neurodiverse, autoimmune, or autism conditions?
Okay, so most people with an autism or an autoimmune disorder have something called MTHFR. There's others, but this is a very simple one that can be very easily remedied. And if you have this, it means that if you have folic acid in your diet, you can't absorb your vitamins and minerals correctly. So you might be eating correctly, but it's almost like your body is starving because it can't quite take all those nutrients in. Mm. So what you can do then is remove folic acid or processed food from your diet, add in methylfolate, which is a very cost-effective supplement, and then methylated B vitamins, and your body can then really start to absorb, and the immune system works better. Your focus, your clarity, 90% of our neurotransmitters are actually housed and produced in our gut. Mm-hmm. So that by making sure that you're constantly putting good probiotics, there's about 15 probiotics that our bodies need on a daily basis. By putting those in, it travels up the vagus nerve to the brain and helps with sleep and depression and anxiety. And again, clarity and being able to do all the things you need to do. Similarly, and this was taught to me by not only the doctor from the Philippines, but also by an Ayurvedic doctor, is the importance of pulling and helping your body detox properly. Mm-hmm. And so having herbs like Boswellia and turmeric, which help with inflammation and natural detox, also antiviral, antibacterial, things like oregano, antibacterial, cinnamon, antifungal, olive leaf extract, antiviral. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a number of these different things that are available to people that it just helps your body work better. And then mm-hmm. you start to feel better, and you can just kind of keep the a maintenance path, if you will. It's really hard to get it detoxed and get it cleaned up, but once you are, it's really good.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. And how are Hello Health's doctor-formulated supplements different from what's available on the market?
So this was a real learning curve for me. Was, you know, at the height of all of this, I was giving all these things to my son, and he says, "Mom, this is so much." He said, "Is there any way you can put this into one or two things?" And so that kind of started me on this journey. So I hired formulators. I started working with different manufacturers. I started sourcing ingredients. I went through non-GMO verifications on things. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. I had no idea about that. I had no idea about that. Wow, that's not good. And it just really taught me how hard and important it is to get good raw ingredients, and then how hard it is to make sure that they're made in CGMP facilities, facilities that you can actually trust the products are what they say they are on the label, going through the certifications for the labeling process and not just stamping something on a bottle. I mean, all of these things cost so much more, and the margins really start to erode. And then you realize when you're looking on Amazon and you're looking at your product versus another one, and you're like, there is no way they can sell that for $9.99. So mm-hmm. you know either it's not what it is on the bottle, or it came from some chemically derived version.
Right.
And it's really, really difficult to understand whether or not what you think you're buying, you're buying.
Mm. Very interesting. And you also, you know, when I was reading about you, I also picked up that medications can sometimes contribute to nutritional deficiencies. What can be done to address this issue?
So again, going back to the gut, there are certain medications that are now proving to, and I have to be careful here, to hurt the gut. Mm-hmm. And when you hurt the gut, again, now you're not allowing your body to really heal and act in its most optimal form.
Right.
So we have to be really careful about what we're taking on a regular basis. And many times, you'll be on one medication, which causes a side effect, and then you get on another medication for that side effect. And then before you know it, you're on, you know, half a dozen different medications.
Right.
And it's possible that there's different things that we can do first before we start that.
Very interesting. Very. So one more question relating to Hello Health, and then I'll move to your books. What are some practical ways to maintain a balanced microbiome for better health?
The simplest thing is to remove sugar. It's also one of the hardest, especially for Westerners. Sugar's in everything. Yeah. And I always like to say, if I'm going to eat it, I'm going to make it worthwhile. I don't want it in my spaghetti sauce or something where it doesn't really need to be there, you know? But just really, really being mindful of sugar is really, really a big one. And then I think, especially in Western diets, we tend to eat too many simple carbohydrates, too much bread, maybe a little too much rice, maybe a little too much potato. And so again, trying to really be thoughtful about how you're getting, you know, fruits, vegetables, and proteins.
Fascinating. So Pamela, let's talk about your books, Hello Health and Saving My Son.
Yeah.
You already given me the amazing story of how you worked to, you know, create an environment to make your son absolutely fine. What were the hypotheses that you had when you wrote both these books?
So the first book was me going back over all of the notes. I had kept a daily diary of everything, all the symptoms, all the medications, all the doctors we talked to, the process, everything. And I thought, if nothing else, hopefully this provides a starting point for people that might be going through something similar to start asking questions and thinking about. It was years later that I really wanted to take it a step further and invite more doctors, more research, and provide much more of a thoughtful protocol, if you will. And so we have a really simple protocol for those that come to our website, or, you know, they're more than happy to send me an email and I'll send that over. The thought was really to help people know where to start. It's a very lonely thing when you're going through this. Now, you think you're doing everything you can. You certainly want to do right by your family members. And, you know, it's hard to know what information to trust, what websites to trust. Even, you know, the practitioners that are really knowledgeable, like we had a pediatrician who had gone to Harvard, and he thought what we were doing was terrible. And years later, he called and apologized. And, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in the fact that this is what we know now and this is what we know then. But there's some really incredible research and tests that have been done by some National Institutes of Health and other global health organizations that haven't been part of formal clinical trials, but they've been part of smaller clinical trials. And that data is available publicly, and you just have to be hopefully courageous enough to take the time and read it and then ask a lot of questions.
Very interesting. And do you see any relationship between both the books in terms of theme or content, or is there a common thread running between these two books?
Yes. So the second one uses a lot of the same material from the first one, but goes deeper and further. And so if you only want to buy one book, I would buy the second one called Saving My Son.
Okay. My next question is, how do you approach writing? And, you know, I'm a published author of 9 books myself. How do you approach writing about such deeply personal and complex subjects? And what is your writing process like?
So I started writing it on my own, and then I quickly realized I found it overwhelming and I stopped. And I thought, well, this is silly. This shouldn't be the reason that you don't write a book. And so then I found someone that was willing to talk to me every day for 15 minutes and take notes of what I was talking about and then write them down for me, and then I could edit them. And so it wasn't like a full editor. It wasn't a full, here's my idea and somebody else go write it. But it was someone else helping me put my thoughts into words in a complex manner, which I found really important. And I would highly recommend something like that, because especially if you're writing about something personal, it's really hard.
Very interesting. So I have time for 2 more questions for you. My next question is, what do you envision as the future of healthcare in the area of nutrition and neurodiversity?
Yes, super excited about this. So like I mentioned, we're rolling out a bunch of cost-effective tests, which I think are really, really important. I want to continue offering more tests. So most of them are through a blood sample, whether it's a finger prick or going into the lab. And the technology is there for saliva, stools, urine, and so making more of these things available. So then you can still get tested, but you literally can choose which way you want to have that done.
Right.
And then taking that data and creating personalized supplementation out of that. And so we're, again, the technology is there. We're very close to offering this ourselves, and really excited about how this can help more people.
Amazing. And my last question to you, Pamela, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on this incredible journey you've had with Hello Health, What would you say are three lessons you would want a lot of our viewers and listeners to take away from your own journey?
You know, like anything, get a lot of different opinions and ask a lot of questions. Sorry, my dog decided it was time to leave. You know, if I had just taken the first point that I had been told, he would be on a couple of different medications. He would have been checked into the hospital. We'd be on a much different path than we are today. So, you know, if you're going to go and get something done on your house, you're going to go and get a few different bids. I think our health deserves a few different bids, if you will, and just double checking that everybody is kind of telling the same story. Trusting yourself, I think, is very important. You know, it's okay to second guess yourself, but, you know, continue to talk to yourself in a positive way, just like you would anyone else. And third, you know, practicing, you know, self-care and your own health and wellness. It's very important to make sure that you're mentally and physically strong to be able to do everything you need to do in your life, personally, professionally, and in your communities.
Wonderful. And on that note, in your three wonderful lessons, get different opinions and a lot of different views, trust yourself. And the third one, which you said is so, so important, which is practice self-care. It's often been said the caregiver needs to be looked after more than the person who needs the care, because the person who needs the care is getting it from a lot of people. Thank you, Pamela, for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for sharing with me the amazing story of how you nursed your own son back to absolutely good health. Thank you for speaking to me about Hello Health and both your books, Hello Health and Saving My Son. I'm going to request all our viewers and listeners to go and check out Pamela Worth Barnhill's books, Hello Health and Saving My Son. I'll go and check them myself. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.